Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Abdul Live. This is Carrie. You can find me on Twitter at Diva Abdul, and we have a Facebook page, Diva Abdul Live, and we're live here on Block Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to catch us later, we're show up on iTunes and Spotify Sunday mornings, usually around 8:30. So subscribe to us here, iTunes, and on Spotify. And you could also give us 5 stars on Spotify. We'd really appreciate it. And believe it or not, Marianne is the last one to call it tonight.
Hey,
the last one.
Did I? Oh, my goodness. Did Anna beat me? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. I wasn't sure, but I made it. We just got done decorating for my granddaughter's birthday party tomorrow.
Aww.
So yeah, we got all that stuff done. So I made it.
Yes, and Marianne, where can everybody find you on Twitter?
Oh, okay. You can find me at mama_hooch on Twitter.
And Miss Jen, the early bird, where can everybody find you on Twitter?
I'm at REXJDK at Twitter.
And surprisingly early, Anna, where can they find you on Twitter?
52 seconds early. Let it be noted. They can find me at Kazi Hooch on Twitter and Instagram. Go to Instagram if you want to see a lot of cat videos.
Yeah, Instagram is fantastic for cat videos. I'm always looking at stuff, too. It's my favorite thing over there. My new favorite thing, and I wanted to give it the official Diva endorsement. I gave in and watched Traitors on the Peacock app. I don't know if you guys have watched it or not.
Huh.
It is the best. It is the best reality competition show I've ever seen. It's so freaking good. Traitors. It's based on
Traitors
version. Yeah. I binge watched it over 3 days. It's only 10 episodes, so I'd recommend doing it now because they're doing a reunion with Andy Cohen soon. So you know, if you don't want to be spoiled on who won. And it was a heck of an ending. I totally recommend it. It's they're in Scotland in a castle, which I have to say the castle looks awful. It looks like someone tried to flip it, or someone like built a castle. I mean, it's terrible. Like the decorations, everything is so tacky. It looks like a set. But Alan Cummings is hosting it. It's half reality stars and half civilians. And there's some Bravo celebrities on there. There's some people from Survivor, Big Brother, The Bachelor, Brandi Glanville from Beverly Hills, and Kate Chastain from Below Deck. And Kate was fantastic the entire series. So, yeah, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's like a cross between Survivor and the board game Clue. There's 3 traitors in the group of 20, and the non-traitors are called the Faithfuls, and the Faithfuls are trying to figure out who the traitors are and vote them off. But if even one traitor remains, even if only one traitor remains at the end of the game, doesn't get caught, that person gets $250,000. If the Faithful do figure out who all 3 of them are and vote them off, then whoever Faithful's remaining gets the $250,000. highly recommend it. But it was just utterly fascinating to me. It was really good.
Yeah.
So
I used to watch Survivor. I mean, I think that's still on, but I used to watch that a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
I used to watch Survivor
like that.
Yeah. So what wasn't fascinating this week was Days of Our Lives. I actually thought this week was pretty horrible and boring.
Yes, most of the week was.
Oh, man. Except for Friday. So, Anna, did you happen to catch Kate on Friday? Do you have a Kate update for us?
Oh, yes. I managed to watch Wednesday's episode with Anna DeMira and Friday's with Kate. And I was cracking up every time they, like, mentioned looking up Kate, looking at, they were trying to find, you know, Kayla on the roster and then, you know, on the dead list. And then Kate, and they're like, well, try DeMira, Roberts, you know, they've made that joke two or three times, like, a different last name. but, I have to say, Kate looked, agreed with her. She looked great.
Oh, yeah.
She looked amazing. I loved her outfit, loved her hair. Loved everything about, loved her hiding her contempt for Jordan.
Yep.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm still like kind of freaked out by the whole thing. I'm like, okay, I don't understand how this is all going to unwind itself, but I'm glad they all finally got together, though, the three of them, you know, because I thought, oh no, who's Kate gonna meet next? I was afraid she was gonna have several levels together, but then it turned out, oops, not so much heaven. So do we have theories about how this is some alternate universe, or is this all something? I mean, they're supposedly dead because the people in their lives think they're dead, so are they in some catatonic state somewhere where, you know, the devil is working on them? I mean, I don't know. With Rawls or something. I don't know.
I heard some people saying, what's the devil doing in heaven, if that's supposed to be heaven? Because first it was Susan. The devil was Susan.
Not really,
the
it's
devil
not
was
really
in
heaven.
Jordan. Right?
Yeah, it's
you
not
know,
really
the devil
heaven,
was in
though.
Jordan, and
it's,
then, yeah.
Remember,
in
the
between?
Devil is very... The devil is very deceptive, obviously.
Yeah.
Decorations don't make heaven.
Jordan said that Kate was in purgatory because she says, welcome to purgatory. And that's kind of reminding me what, you know, they say purgatory is supposed to be in between, you know. But
they made
it kind of look like where
Kayla
and Marlena was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that isn't even heaven. I don't know.
No,
but
it's
I think
not.
They're going to make a deal with
That's what people that are saying that if people are saying, well, why are they? How can they be in heaven? They're not in heaven. The devil, you know, obviously the devil has intercepted something. I mean, the only way I can think of like sort of rationalize this whole thing is that somehow they're in some weird dream state. I mean, heck, if they can keep Stefan alive for 4 years like that and have him come back perfectly fine, whatever. I mean. Whatever. We've certainly seen bigger leaps. I mean, you know, people falling off roofs, you know, multi-level roofs and surviving, falling off mountains and
cliffs.
I think they're going to make a deal with the devil, so somehow.
Well, I want to know what they signed. I what was funny was Kayla was the only one that was like, I mean, Kate was so glad to be out of purgatory. She's like, okay, so where do I sign? See, then blow up. Woo! You know, and then, like, Marlena was like, she looked all professional when she signed hers. And so on.
Yeah.
And then when Kayla's like, shouldn't I have an attorney look at this? She's like, we don't really have many of us around here.
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of a funny jab at, you know, lawyers, you know.
They're usually not here.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. There were a lot of good little
things. They just go straight
there.
To hell.
Yeah, there are a lot of little digs there, but I knew, I was like, okay, they're signing their lives away somehow. But, so I don't know, like, I don't know how they're going to explain all this away, but, I mean, I have to admit I enjoyed the episode. I mean, and at the end, I'm glad they didn't show her after she took her cap and everything off, you know. But here's the frustrating part. I was finally thinking, okay, we're rid of the devil, okay? That we endured that for so many months. Last year, year before.
No.
We put up with that storyline for so long, like a year or whatever. And I was so glad to be rid of that thing. And then I thought, oh, wow, now they're kind of showing the other side of it and how they're talking about, like, heaven and, you know, positive things. No, they still ruined it. So, I mean, I have to admit it kept me engaged. I was watching it. I mean, I have to admit, I was pulled in. So I guess they got me on that. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying not to take – I figure anybody who's writing this is probably not a theologian of any religion necessarily. So I'm not trying to pick apart the details, you know.
No.
But I just, you know, I mean, I was just like, anybody who's saying, well, why would the devil be in heaven? Idiots. I mean, hopefully nobody hears that. But I'm like, nope, he's not there. It's not heaven. Just because it looks pretty doesn't mean it's
just go with it. It's just a story.
We'll see
how they're going to explain it sooner or later.
I mean,
you know.
And what's kind of fun is it does, you know, there is sort of a lesson in some of it. I mean, there are things that are kind of, you know, there are little gems in there, I guess you could say, in some ways. And there's also the thing of, you know, how deceptive the devil is, and, you know, like, you know, and appealing to their instincts and their, you know, their, I don't know. And knowing each person so well, knowing how to get each person to sign, you know, I don't know. If you really go deep, it can actually be kind of deep, but I know it's not really meant to be. So, but anyway, I'm just like, oh man, I was really hoping we were done with that whole thing for a while. Another 25 years.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Did I just like,
I'm done with the devil.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different. I kind of was like watching to see too, like, okay, who are they all going to run into?
Mm-hmm.
Other people that have died, who's going to run into who, and like, who are they going to bring
mm-hmm.
back? And we did see, which I thought was kind of neat, was we saw Judy Evans as Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's Bonnie, so
mm-hmm.
and that's who Kayla saw. So I, you know, it was nice to see
but
her as Adrian.
Really, but she wasn't really Adrian. I mean,
you know,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
devil's, you know, just like when he was in space.
Right, and Adrian, they were all
Salem
the devil. Susan and
But
he was using those three, you know,
images and those relationships to put them off guard or to put them on guard, depending on, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Like the two, like for Marlena and Kayla, it was their friends. And then for Kate, it was like an enemy. So, and I don't know. Do you think this is where they're going to see somehow Bo? You know, with Bo coming
maybe
back?
So.
Does this have anything? I don't know. But Megan, I guess Bo really is still alive. He's not dead because Megan has him. So I don't know. I don't know how all that's going to be.
I don't know how
maybe
all
that's
that
something
is.
Totally different. You know, it could actually be something totally different, too. So anyway, that was,
I thought
it was interesting. Different, I guess.
Well, I'm just thinking if they can bring EJ back to life after everybody watched him on a cold slab for days, I'm thinking, you know, far be it to me to say that Rolf or one of Rolf's minions or Kristen or whoever couldn't have taken the bodies away before they were actually and revived them or whatever, but put them in some sort of state that makes them like, and then where they can control their thoughts, just like what Rolf is doing, presumably to Stefan, which sounds like there was a flaw in the, there was a glitch, but anyway, so that's my take on it.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, I actually kind of felt like Kate was kind of genuine a little bit.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I
yeah,
think
she was.
Oh, she was. Uh-huh. She was. I guess I meant hide her, like, maybe I misspoke. I guess I was trying to I mean, she was. I mean, she definitely, I do think, was authentic about it. And she was explaining how she didn't know what Clyde had done. I mean, she didn't know a lot of that, you know, obviously, before she opened up that can of worms. And so, yeah. So,
well, didn't Jordan tell her if it wasn't genuine, it was all going to burst
into flames?
Yeah. So.
Of course, that could have been a lie, too, because all it did was send her packet to the other level where the other people are hanging out with who they think is not the devil, but is. So
but it,
that
yeah.
was all
they don't
kind
know
of
yet.
Like a...
We only know.
Yeah.
They don't know yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But it is kind of a cool way to revisit some day's history, though, too.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize Jordan at all. I think I read it online somewhere who it was. I could not grasp her name for some reason. Like, oh, it's Chriselle. I'm like, shit, what the hell is her name?
Yeah.
It looks different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think it was Judy Evans posted pictures on Instagram of her and Mary Beth in those scenes. Then we want to go check those.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't know how long ago this happened. I really haven't been on Instagram that much till lately. Judy and Vincent Irizarry actually posed in their old iconic Beth and Lou Jack poses.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, so if you want to go to Judy's Instagram page, yeah, she's got nice content over there. I recommend it. So, yeah, I'm kind of over Susan Banks. So even if it's not really Susan Banks, I'm kind of tired of her now.
Yeah. She's okay in small doses.
Exactly. Exactly. So what the hell was Dave thinking by putting in the promo that the person that opens the doors, Nick Fallon? Like, they had a great cliffhanger on Friday. So why, you know, whatever it was, 6-7 o'clock at night, would you have Nick Fallon in the promo? You know,
They just ruined it because we were all wondering who they're going to see. Yeah. They do that all the time now, it seems like. Well, this time was really bad, but
yeah.
I
miss these when they made us wait.
Oh, yeah. It is much better when you don't know spoilers.
Yeah.
Because I watched way back then, and you just didn't know what was going to happen. Now you do. I guess we can avoid them, but sometimes you can't. No.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they leaked the whole Heaven storyline months ago. I think that was the Dave promo. So we've been waiting for that for, 2 months?
Yeah.
And but they were doing so good in the written spoilers that got posted online about who they interacted with in Heaven. They kept that all a secret. So I just, you know, and there are some spoilers out there about Nick Fallon or Blake Barris. So it's like, why would you stick it in the promo?
Unless that
I'm
was a mistake. I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody.
I mean, they do screw up promos a lot. And sometimes they release one that's 2 weeks in advance and not the week coming up. I mean, that's happened quite a few times. But I mean, this was. I'm excited though. I love like Barris. I love Nick Fallon. Jen and I were talking before the show started live at how upset we were that they ruined Nick Fallon. But obviously, some of their likes them. I mean, they put him in the Christmas special last year and had him. So someone likes Blake that they keep bringing him back.
They need to write a new character for him.
Why not? I mean, he did it for the necktie strangler over the hell.
Yeah.
Why can't you do it for Nick? He only, I mean, but he killed what's her face, Willow. That was a blessing.
Yeah.
So, did he? I mean, I know he tried to kill Gabby, I think, and but did he really, did he kill somebody?
I think just Willow.
Oh, come on. He'd be forgiven for that. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, what
He had to have done something. I mean, he was mean to Will and Sonny. I remember that.
Yeah, but they were mean to him.
Yeah, I can't remember his...
Terrorizing Gabby and her, Kate, and Sammy thought Nick was dead, and he dumped his body in the river, and then he shook.
Yeah, that's what I remember. They killed him, right? They dumped his body.
Yeah.
But he wasn't dead then, right?
No, he showed up again.
Yeah,
he showed up again
okay.
at the Hortontown Square that someone shot him, and I remember Julie getting pissed off that, you know, someone killed her cousin. She was really upset about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I mean, I'm glad he's back, but I would have liked to avoid it till Monday.
Definitely.
Right, make it a surprise. Surprise, you know?
Okay, is anybody else, anything else to say about that storyline, or are you guys ready to go to the boring storyline?
Well, I was going to say that was 10 times better than that watching Stephanie and Chad together.
Oh, my God.
And
oh,
Alex
God.
And Alex and Allie and Chanel and all that crap going. Come on, girl, people. Make up your mind who you want to be with.
I fast-forwarded on the Stephanie. And I mean, I think she's adorable, but I fast-forwarded on the Chad Stephanie. Don't you know that? Don't you know that is pissing off the Chabby fans? Sorry, no offense, Chabby fans.
Yeah.
You know,
that might be the only angle I might be able to enjoy this story.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just seems so. I don't know. I just. I don't know.
Oh well,
the
quote that just got me, or the line, after they slept together. After barely not even dating, not even anything, any kind of a relationship, she says to Chad, we should take it slow. I'm willing
yeah.
to we should
that.
Take this. We're going to take it slow, but you just had sex with him. I mean,
yeah, how
I know
like,
I'm
are we
old.
Talking about?
I know I'm old. I know it's like, no, that's not how it works for me. But anyway, I know those days are gone. That's not what they do now. But still.
But sometimes,
still,
romance
and
like
Bo and Hope.
Yeah.
You know how long it took Bo and Hope?
Oh, my
God. Finally.
We were all just like, when are they finally going to sleep together?
Yeah.
I know.
I don't think people
get that anymore. They don't. I mean, they're.
They don't. Because they don't do it anymore.
Yeah,
that's
true. They just. Do it.
Now, jump into bed. But anyway, did she just say that?
Granted,
who wrote that line?
Here's the thing. And actually, that script was, I'm not sure. That was Wednesday. Was that Wednesday or Friday?
Who wrote that line? I want to know.
I think it was Wednesday. Was that Wednesday? I'm not sure. Anyway, but, you know, it's like the thing of it is, I think you should take it slow because his wife just died. And he's vulnerable, and his head's not screwed on straight and all that stuff right now. But you should have maybe decided that before. In bed together.
Yeah,
and,
really.
You know, now you just, upset the apple cart, so to speak. So now she's going to be, like, pushing him away. He's going to be, like, needy, and she's going to be like, oh, you know, I said we needed to take it slow. I mean, that's really what you want to hear from somebody after each.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lordy.
Yeah. If you're saying, hey, let's take it slow after you have sex for the first time, that usually means you didn't do a good job. And she's thinking about maybe she might give him another shot at it, but she's not sure. Oh, this gets more infuriating.
Has she opened the door yet to see that? Has she opened
or
the door
maybe
yet?
Maybe Alex is
that,
seeming a little better right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did Alex leave the flowers at the door?
He left them outside the door.
Tripp found them.
Yeah.
And Tripp found
them. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because
brought him in.
Okay, how do I see that? Or I guess I missed that part, maybe. Oh, I don't know. Was that on Wednesday? I get it mixed up because I saw Wednesday and Friday like back to back. But anyway,
didn't show him finding them.
They made a point of saying, I don't need flowers. I'm thinking, oh, Alex just left you. Okay. Then she's
she threw them in the garbage,
like,
but didn't she keep the note? She picked the note back up and read it. Yes.
Okay, so that's what this is. Okay, so of course Chad is vulnerable. Whatever, but you know, it's funny because wasn't he talking about how Jack gave him advice and how
Jack.
You know, but you have my permission, even though it's like my daughter who, you know, was your wife, and you're just going to move on, you know. But he gives Jack advice that, you know, you never know if you're going to lose something wonderful or whatever. And then I'm thinking, I wanted so badly to be like, remember Kate, Jack? When you guys were really close? So anyway, I don't know. I mean, I'm not judging Kate. I'm just saying it was kind of funny, but I was just kind of going, yeah, Jack didn't wait too long, apparently.
This is how slow they decided to go after having sex. I just saw a spoiler saying Stephanie and Chad are telling Chad's kids that they're dating.
Oh, my God.
That's making things slow.
Oh, my God.
Now they're dating.
Like, what about
Why
mommy?
Did they do this?
Yeah.
I mean, as a divorced mother, and you could read this advice anywhere, it says, do not introduce your children to any guy you're seeing until you're at least at a six-month mark with that partner.
Yeah.
I mean, I know women that I used to work with, no shit, that would bring a guy home and he wouldn't leave. With their children. That, yeah, like, I don't understand. If you have children, I think dating life should be completely separate. But he's been having his damn kid. And Stephanie, to me, doesn't seem like she wants to settle down because, I was grossed out when she slept with Alex because no one really explained to Alex, hey, you're really, what's the word I'm trying to think of? It's when a narcissist that really is over the top with you. I can't remember what the term is called. But he was declaring he was in love with her, like a minute, love bombing. He was totally love bombing her. And then he basically wore her down. And to me, that was gross to begin with, because it was sexual harassment too, and that got pushed under the rug, because she eventually gave in to him. So it just seems like she's gone from one dysfunctional relationship to another. You have, you know, Alex love bombing her, and then you have Chad wanting her to be, you know, Abby Jr.
And then
Abby
she's gonna, and then she's gonna, you can already see the writing on the wall. She's gonna start feeling really closed in, like, oh my God, this guy wants to get married or whatever, you know. And she's going to freak out and go running to Alex or whatever and then break Chad's heart. I mean, it's kind of like we're kind of back to the problem we had, like when they first introduced JJ, for example. It took a long time for him to have any redeeming qualities for which he could be a rootable character. And I want to like her. I think she's, you know, a cute girl, pretty good actress and everything. And I'm okay with her not being Shelley Hennig or whatever. But I just it's kind of like you'd think she would have better judgment maybe or something. I don't know. Or I don't know how to explain it, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know how to put it in words because I'm not trying to be judgy about her. I don't know.
Is she really Stephen Kayla's? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, Joey.
Especially Kayla, yeah.
That's what I was kind of trying to say, is like you would think that
yeah.
she'd have a little bit more going for her in that department. But,
no more common
I don't
sense.
Know. Yeah, yeah. Common sense went out the door.
I mean, are
it's
they
like,
trying to push? This is what people in their late 20s or early 30s, whatever age group this is, that this is how they really act? Like,
God, I hope not.
Oh.
Well, you know,
yeah,
the thing
probably.
Of it is that you'd still think that even if people don't live like they want romance, I think most, at least women, I think they still do. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems like, because I remember years ago watching Tony and Anna, and even our younger fans, you know, fan base,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, loved them, and they were quite a bit older than those kids, you know, but they were kids back then, but, you know, but it's like, so it's kind of transcended their love story and their relationship transcended age or whatever, or, you know, so I feel like you can write a great love story and people and romance and everything, and people, if it's well written and well acted, that it would resonate, even if it's something a person isn't currently living. They
yeah.
might be like a total, like, you know, I don't know, whatever, no, you know, whatever. I don't know how you want to characterize it. But anyway, because I know we're older and stuff and have different perspective, but it just seems like I would still think that your natural instinct would be to want to have some of that romance or whatever. That, you know, I don't know. So, I mean, there's nothing appealing about threesomes and all that for me. I mean, I couldn't even believe they went there. I haven't even watched that because I'm just mm-hmm. like, why do I want to see that? But anyway.
No, speaking of young people and messy relationships, we have the whole clusterfuck of Chanel, Allie, Johnny, Tripp, and
yeah.
Wendy.
Yeah.
And
geez.
Alex.
Yeah.
Now let me get
now,
this Alex, straight.
Allie's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex spent the night at Allie's apartment. He was asleep in the study, which we didn't know they even had a study. And he decided he was going to sleep in someone else's apartment in the nude, and somehow his underwear though
I got on the couch where Wendy was sleeping
on the couch.
Yeah.
So did he strip off in the living room and then he just walked around the apartment naked to the studio?
Because apparently they didn't sleep together yet, but I have a feeling they're going to be, I think.
You mean
Allie
and Alex? Alex and Allie?
Yeah, they haven't slept together yet.
Well, yeah, because they were acting all like supportive, like, oh, she'll come around and all. And I was like, what are they doing with Allie and Alex right now? You know, it just seems kind of like, but I don't know.
It's just stupid.
Yep.
I don't understand what they're doing. And so
mm-hmm.
Chanel's talking to Paulina. Paulina basically told her to go fight for her relationship. So she goes back and the apartment, and Chanel's the one who finds Alex's underwear on the couch, and she's not buying this, you know, BS that Allie didn't sleep with him. And the thing is, though, too, Chanel opened this door because she agreed to the threesome in the first place.
Yep.
Right.
Which is why threesomes are always a bad idea. Because this one person in the couple starts liking the other person's part better than their partner's.
There's going to be jealousy inherent in that on some level or another.
Yep, that's not good. And I still prefer Johnny with Chanel. I think that they're the cutest couple.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
I think they were so cute. I was really bummed when they broken up and they've kept them apart for so long. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and as mad as Allie was at Chanel,
She did the same thing. She did exactly the same thing. And you know, and she really didn't do anything, but she made Chanel, you know, Chanel jumped to the same conclusion. So it's like, I'm too, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I do like Chanel. I like Chanel better than Allie for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's like five.
Allie is just a little, I don't know. She's a little Sammy, I guess, in a way.
Maybe she's going off contract. Her character's being kind of backburnered. Maybe they're going to give it a rest and bring her back with some more, you know, or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I liked her when she
first came on. Yeah, because, I mean, she's a pretty – yeah, I did too. She's feisty, and she's a pretty girl, and she's a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think they need to recast or anything, but I definitely think the character needs a rest and a revamp. Not like to make it like she's not – I mean, because when they revamp a character and you don't even recognize them, that's not good either, but – I think they need to reset. Maybe reset's a better word.
Nobody knows who they want to be with.
That's just so weird.
So many. The only people that are really together are the vet, you know, like Stephen Taylor, John and Marlena, Kate, you know, Kate and Roman now. But
Abe and Paulina.
That's it, really.
Yeah.
And
what the hell's going on with Stefan loving both women now? Like, they're like, they're both looking at him like, what are we supposed to do with that?
Didn't make her forget, you know, he remembered Gabby but didn't forget Chloe.
Yeah.
It only worked one way. Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong when Rolf is involved, right?
And you notice Anna was the only one ready to untie the guy.
Anna.
Yeah, they're all standing around. Yeah, think they'd untie the guy.
I love that she was writing the eulogy for Marlena.
Yeah.
And Sarah, that twit could just leave town. The faster she leaves town, the better. She's insufferable. Like, please leave. And I love Glenn and Xander.
I heard that they have a good story coming up together.
Good.
Because they said something like, well, you know, if everyone's going to, kind of like, if everyone's going to think that about us, why don't we prove them right, you know, kind of thing.
Right. That's
so,
what they said. Yeah.
I was like, oh, boy. Bonnie and Clyde. Well, and he had to know that was big for her to turn on Jack, turn away from Jack in order to be with him, which Jack should have never given her an ultimatum. But you don't do that to your child. I mean, especially the child that you had and didn't know you had and finally were reunited with and you know, all that. But the fact
and
that
she done
I
a
mean,
lot
Xander
worse
had
things.
To know. Yeah,
you know,
Xander had to
do a lot worse things.
How hard that was.
His family. Yeah. To just help Xander. All of a sudden, he's disowning her because she lied and helped Xander a little bit. But yet she did all these horrible things to Abigail and Jennifer. Forgave her.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, he could probably look at that as all of the, I mean, even though it was crazy off the charts, crazy, not so, but but he could kind of own some of that, even though he didn't know she existed. I think his quote unquote father's heart could kind of be like, well, this child like was hungry as a child and she's sitting here watching Abigail have everything and, you know, and thinking my dad doesn't want me, you know, and stuff. So I could see how he could sort of like not dismiss, but forgive her for some of that stuff, even though it was like extreme beyond extreme, but still, I don't know. Interesting.
Which I think is kind of odd. They had Larice Sorrell call in and talk to Stefan. I actually thought the whole conversation was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And you know, we're all excited about it. And I mean, I understand Lisa's probably was in New York or something when they did that. But then they had her talk to Gabby and Anne on the phone, but it wasn't Luis. It was just them talking basically to the phone, and you didn't hear the other person. And I don't understand, though, why not have her be on the phone with those two, too. That didn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. But it's nice, great to hear her coming back. She's coming, you know, she will be on for a little bit, I guess. Then we'll get to see her, not just her voice, I'm pretty sure. So, okay.
Yeah, so the Glenn Xander thing, I can't remember what Xander said to Sarah. I put it on Twitter that what he said was brutal. I mean, he really rubbed in her face.
Yeah.
They slept with Glenn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she can't, like, judge him. She's always walking out on him.
Yeah, she knew he was a bad, you know, he had that gray area. He wasn't all good, you know, he said that, you know, but she can't accept him like that. But Gwen can. That's the whole, you know. So that, you know, he belongs with Gwen, I think, more so than Sarah.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah's going to get back with Rex, and maybe they both go. I kind of think that's how she's going to leave. So, geez. No. Because isn't that how she came on? She was with Rex, right?
Yeah,
that's how
I think
she originally.
So. Yeah.
That's how she returned. I mean, the character returned, you know, with Rex.
Okay, who else do we have this week? Oh, the spoilers out there about Gwen and Xander, that they take over the Spectator.
Oh.
Yes, from Jack. And yep.
Oh, somebody stole it from him. Good.
Yeah, karma finally got him. And well, that's good, too. But you know what? I'm tired of seeing Patriarch Jack. I want to see the old Jack back. This Jack is kind of boring me. I want to see him a little bit more animated. And, you know, he was always kind of nervous energy, and this Jack is too sedated to me. So, so they somehow get the Spectator, and they hire Leo to be the gossip columnist, and he creates chaos all over.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait.
And isn't that what he went to Jack about? What is that job? As the They keep finding ways to use Leo, you know, to keep him.
Yeah.
So.
He's so good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I wonder if he's going to use a pseudonym or if he's going to do it under one of his names. Like, I guess he already has two names.
Yeah.
Like the character in, I don't know if you guys watch Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah.
They have that one.
Yeah.
I can't remember what her name is on there. So.
Is it Lady Whistledown?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He even mentioned it.
Was Penelope? Penelope?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had mentioned that before, I think, what to do. Yeah.
And the last storyline on Friday was Steve meets up with John and Roman and talks them into going after Orpheus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I did see a spoiler that they're recruiting Lucas.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Let's get the felon that can't, you know, is he still in jail? Is he still in prison?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll get him from the inside?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I was hoping Steve was going to say that he, something wasn't sitting right with him, that I thought he was going to be suspicious that they weren't really dead. That's what I thought they were going to do. And then it was like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. So any other spoilers out there?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I haven't really been.
No, other than the preview. I know they had Soap Opera Digest had like February sweeps. I'm trying to,
but I think
that was part of the, you know, the whole thing with Xander and Gwen and the Spectator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see what else I read.
Oh, so they're going to be? Are they going to turn it into like a gossip rag where they, you got the Leo being the, you know,
yeah,
sort of entertainment. The sleuth or whatever, though. What am I trying to say? The stirrer.
Mm-hmm.
The stirrer.
Stirring the pot.
Yep.
Oh, they're going to acknowledge Ariane Zucker's 25th anniversary.
Oh, cool.
And,
oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be an Eric Cole episode.
Ooh. Oh, wow, that's cool. Ooh. Very cool.
Oh, there was something else.
Oh, and there is Jada is having a, they're having a sister is coming on.
A
new
character.
I think her name is
Talia.
Yeah, and there's supposed to be this whole thing with Jada and Rafe and then the sister in the mix or something for this. I don't know. Somebody again for Rafe, I guess.
There again, workplace.
Poor man.
Workplace.
Poor man can't find anybody. I don't know.
I would have been much more interested in Jada if she were pregnant with Eric's baby.
Yeah. Well, maybe Jada and Alex would go.
What? Oh, how would they?
No.
Are they even in each other's orbits?
Each other's orbit? I don't think.
Well, they were for a little bit when she was investigating them.
Oh, okay. I probably missed that. I still have to go back and look at it. So.
Mm.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that'll be interesting, I guess. I wonder did anyone ever know if Saul Stowers had like another project lined up or something, or why did they write her off this? Because Lamont had another gig.
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I was just curious because.
But she could be back.
Know.
I mean, I guess they could come back anytime.
Yeah, I'm sure she could, but I just think that's kind of odd because, you know, the twins and everything. Oh, I don't know. I want to see Abe and Paulina playing with the twins.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
they
just a sentimental fool. I'm a sentimental fool. And let me ask you this. Why is Peacock not keeping more than 1 year of back episodes on there?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, because they could at least keep, I don't know, that's just annoying to me. I'm like, I went to look at one from last year.
Yeah, and they were saying that they might even put them all on, like even from the 80s or the
70s.
Yeah,
that would be good.
But they never.
They should put them all on.
But did they say that and then they said, no, they're not because of licensing or something? Or what was
maybe.
The deal?
Yeah, they only have. Yeah.
Because originally that's what I thought they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I just think that's sad because for people, because one of the fun things about if you discover a show or go back to a show, you know, for newer viewers or that get sucked in because of a couple, and then they're like, oh, but how are they related to so-and-so? And, well, how does that work? That's part of the fun of getting sucked into a show that's been going on so long is you can kind of, you can go back and watch the history and stuff. I don't know. Oh, well. But I don't know. If you ever find out that they are going to put them on, let me know. Because I mean, I'm mostly the last few years, because I tried to keep a lot of them on my DVR, but well, I got so much room, so.
That's true.
But, mm-hmm. No. Anyway. Hmm. All right, that's all I got.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
Well, have anybody? Fun with the baby's birthday party tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Enjoy the party.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
That'll be so fun.
1 year.
Looking forward to
oh,
seeing
yeah.
the pictures.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun.
So
all right.
All right.
Good night,
everybody. Nice weekend.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
Night.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.